comfort to me. Sing it once more up to him. Oh, Heavenly Father, I appreciate. Oh, just tell him how much you love him this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Yes, I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Holy Spirit, you're a comfort, and Holy Spirit, you're a comfort to me. Oh, Holy Spirit, you're a comfort to me. Yes, you lead me, you guide me, you're dwelling inside me. Holy Spirit, you're a comfort.
Good morning. God bless you. Happy to be here with everyone this morning. Just pray God will guide and lead us. Just pray that we surrender our hearts to the word of God that come forth this morning, because he will not lead us astray. But we got to be surrendered and follow after him. In Jesus' name. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 25, verses 1 through 16. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful and we are thankful for all that you have done for us, Lord, for the many blessings you have shared upon us. Father, I pray that we would surrender ourselves and our hearts unto you, Lord, that the words we hear, Lord, that are true, that we be able to take them and to live by them and to walk in. God, for we realize that the world is a wicked place around us. Lord, we know that the whole world will try to destroy us and lead us into ways that's not true. But Jesus, let us take your word and hold fast unto it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 16. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths.
Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy.
Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgression. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, thy goodness' sake, O Lord.
Lift up thy eyes to the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way.
The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.
For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great.
What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose.
His soul shall dwell at ease, and his deeds shall inherit the earth.
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
My eyes are even toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of net. Turn ye unto the Lord, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. God bless you. Be seated.
Brother Michael, would you come this morning and lift up our tithes and offering? Have your spiral songbook near you. Let's turn to page 693. Sing that song, "The More I Surrender." I like that scripture the brother just read. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him. And there's a key to that. It's in the surrendering of who we are to Christ. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. Oh, the more that I surrender, the lighter my load. And the more that I release my cares, the more You take control. The more that I can humble myself, the more You lift me up, and every day I live, Lord, I love You more. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. Oh, the more cares, the more You take control, and the more that I can humble myself, the more You lift me up, and every day I live, Lord, I love You more. The first verse. And it gets easier to understand this road I'm traveling down. No more wavering nor wandering. I'm standing on solid ground. And I know I'm headed to my future home. And the voice I hear is Yours alone. Every day I live, Lord, I love You more. Oh, the more that I surrender, the lighter my load. And the more control, the more that I can humble myself, the more You lift me up, and every day I live, Lord, I love You more. The problems I had on yesterday, stepping stones to a higher place. The trials that seem so awesome to me are now my pattern of victory. And I know I'm headed to my future home. The voice I hear is Yours alone. Every day I live, Lord, I love You more. Is that the desire of Your heart? Oh, the more that I surrender, last verse again. Oh, the problems I had on yesterday are the stepping stones to a higher place. And the trials that seem so awesome to me are now my pattern of victory. And I know I'm headed to my future home. And the voice I hear is, oh, His voice. Every day I live, Lord, I love You more. Let's all stand. Oh, the more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, Lord, the more You take control. And the more that I can humble myself, the more You lift me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love You more. Sing it once more to Him. Oh, the more that I surrender, the lighter my load. And the more that I release my cares, Lord, the more You take control. The more that I can humble myself, the more You lift me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love You more. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The more we surrender to Him. Amen. Let's sing He is Lord in the key of F. We're going to ask Brother Dell if he would come up now and introduce Brother Martin. All hearts and mind clear, ready to hear the word. Oh, He is Lord. Yes, He is Lord.
Visitors this morning, and we say to you, welcome. If you always hear a visitor, you number one, then number two, you come back and you be part of us. So just make yourself to home and to be real comfortable. And we welcome our brother Martin to come and bring the word of the Lord unto us. So let's just sing, Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Hallelujah.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You.
mirar a él, hermanos.
Who wants to see him?
Amen. Ese es el deseo de cada cristiano.
And that is the desire of every Christian.
Estoy muy contento de estar aquí con ustedes.
I'm very pleased and happy to be here with you.
De mirarlos una vez más.
And to see you once again.
Con pruebas y tribulaciones.
With problems and tribulations.
Porque si no hay un ser humano que no tenga pruebas y tribulaciones.
Because there is no such human being out there that doesn't have any problems or difficulties.
Todos tenemos pruebas y tribulaciones.
And everybody has problems and tribulations.
No importa quién sea.
And it doesn't matter who it is.
Jesús cuando caminó en la tierra.
And Jesus when he walked in the land.
Tuvo pruebas.
He had problems.
Y tribulaciones.
And tribulations.
Y tentaciones.
And temptations.
Si él las tuvo.
And if he had them.
¿Por qué nosotros no las vamos a tener?
Why not we gonna have them?
¿Y por qué no decirle gracias, Señor?
And why not tell him, thank you, Lord.
Por las pruebas y las tribulaciones.
For the problems and tribulations.
Y espero que en esta mañana.
And I wait for this morning.
Hoy salga usted contento.
That you can come out happy.
Y más cimentado en la palabra de
and
Dios.
And be well founded in the word of God.
Mi pensamiento en esta mañana.
And my thought in this morning is.
Las promesas de Dios están listas.
And the promise of God, they're ready.
Están listas.
And they're ready.
Y entre paréntesis.
And in parentheses.
El poder de Dios está en usted.
And the power of God is within you.
Quiero que tengan esas palabras en su mente.
And I want you to have those words in your mind.
Que las cosas están listas.
That the things are already ready.
Así como estamos de pie, vamos a leer la escritura en Primera de Corintios 3:10.
In the same manner we're standing up, let's read the scripture in the book of Corinthians. Corinthians 3:10.
Y la palabra del Señor dice, conforme a la gracia de Dios que me ha sido dada.
And according to the grace of God.
Como yo como perito arquitecto puse el fundamento.
Which is given unto me as a wise master builder.
Y otro edifica encima.
And I have laid the foundation.
Pero cada uno mire cómo sobre edifica.
And another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon.
Porque nadie puede poner otro fundamento que el que está puesto.
For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid.
El cual es Jesucristo.
Which is Jesus Christ.
¿Cuál es el fundamento?
What is the foundation?
Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
La palabra.
The word.
Vamos a orar, hermanos.
We're going to pray, brothers.
Padre celestial.
Heavenly Father.
En esta hora, Señor.
In this hour, Lord.
En este momento, Señor.
In this moment.
Nos disponemos a hablar su palabra, Señor.
And we hear speaking your word, Lord.
Nos disponemos a recibirla, Señor.
And then we also want to receive it.
Señor, cualquier problema o dificultad, Señor.
Or any kind of problems or difficulty.
Que quede fuera de este lugar, Señor.
That could be cast out.
Y cualquier espíritu, Señor.
Or any kind of spirit.
Esté controlado bajo su palabra, Señor.
That could be controlled under your word.
En esta hora nos ponemos en sus manos, Señor.
In this hour we place ourselves in your hands.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amén y amén.
Amén, amén.
Tomen asiento.
May you have a seat, brothers.
Es un placer, como dije, de mirarlos a cada uno otra vez, hermanos.
And it's a great pleasure to see you again, brothers.
Y es un placer para mí tener a mi cuñado de intérprete.
And then it's a great pleasure to have my brother here interpreting.
Mi cuñado.
My brother-in-law.
He don't want to say brother-in-law, huh? He ashamed of something. Es mi cuñado aunque no quiera.
And he's my brother-in-law even though he doesn't want it.
Se metió en la familia.
And he's in the family now.
Se atascó.
And he's all stuck now.
Un placer estar con ustedes.
And it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yo sé que este lugar no es para decir chistes.
I know this place is not to make jokes.
Pero es para que no estén tensos.
So it's for you to kind of loosen up a little bit.
Es mentira.
It's a lie.
Para que yo no esté tenso.
It's for me not to be tense.
Que el Señor nos ayude en esta mañana, hermanos.
May the Lord help us in this morning.
Y yo pienso que cada uno de nosotros somos creyentes de este mensaje.
And I hope every single one of us were believers of this message.
Creemos al 100% lo que dijo el mensajero.
And we believe 100% what the messenger said.
Porque no todo aquel que carga un librito del mensaje.
Not every single one out there that carries a book of the message.
Es un creyente.
They're a believer.
No, un creyente es aquel que vive.
No, a believer is the one that liveth.
Lo que el mensajero trajo.
What the messenger brought forward.
Y mucha gente dice.
And many people say.
Pero esa fue la opinión del hermano Branham.
And then a lot of people say, they say, well, that was the opinion of Brother Branham.
Pues para mí, esa opinión cuenta.
For me, that opinion counts.
Porque es mi profeta.
Because he is my prophet.
Porque es el mensajero que Dios mandó a esta edad.
Because he is the messenger that God brought in this age.
Y su opinión cuenta.
And his opinion counts.
O no cuenta.
Oh, it doesn't count.
A él venían y le hacían preguntas.
And there were people come out to him and ask him questions.
Dice, conforme a la Biblia, dice.
And he would say, according to the Bible,
no hay escritura.
There is no scripture.
Dice, pero mi opinión es esta.
But my opinion is this.
Y para gente esa no cuenta.
And then for people that his opinion did not count.
¿Somos creyentes o no somos creyentes?
Are we believers or we're not believers?
Aquí está hablando Pablo.
And here Paul is talking.
Siendo el arquitecto, dice.
And being the master builder.
El mero arquitecto,
the very master builder,
el que empezó a hacer el fundamento,
and the one that started building the foundation,
del Señor Jesucristo,
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y cualquiera que quiera construir encima de ese fundamento,
and anyone that wants to build upon that,
tiene que ser de acuerdo a cómo está el fundamento.
And it needs to be according how the foundation was laid first.
No va a ser diferente.
It cannot be different.
Tiene que ser igual.
And it has to be just the same.
Pero para que nosotros entendamos lo que dice la Biblia,
in order for we to understand what the Bible is saying,
tenemos que dejar nuestra mente humana,
we have to leave our human thoughts,
a un lado,
to a side.
Tenemos que dejar a Martín,
we have to let Martín,
que no piense por sí mismo,
don't let him think by himself,
porque si nos ponemos a pensar,
but because if we start thinking,
echamos a perder la situación,
we can destroy the situation.
Por ejemplo,
example,
hay muchos músicos que traen el don de tocar los instrumentos.
There's a lot of musicians that have the gift of playing an instrument.
Y lo aprenden rápido.
And they learn it very well and fast.
Hay otros que les cuesta más.
And there are other musicians that, you know, they take an extra effort to learn it.
Pero lo aprenden.
But they learn it.
Cada uno de nosotros,
and every single one of us,
y es lo que debe de entender la humanidad,
and that's why the human needs to understand,
el ser humano,
the human being,
Dios nos hizo iguales a todos,
and he made us the same, every single one of us.
No importando el color,
it doesn't matter the color,
raza,
or the race,
lenguaje,
or the language,
somos iguales.
We are just the same.
Tenemos dos ojos.
We have two eyes.
Tenemos una nariz.
We have a nose.
Con dos orificios.
And we have two eyes.
Tenemos un cerebro.
And we have a brain.
Que tenemos ese mismo cerebro todos.
That everybody has the same thing.
Pero cuando usted empieza a tocar un instrumento,
and then when you start playing an instrument,
o cuando usted empieza, todos vamos a manejar eventualmente,
we eventually, everybody's gonna drive,
y todos van a ocupar esto,
and everybody's gonna need this.
Cuando usted está empezando a manejar,
and when you start and barely start driving,
usted está pensando,
and you are thinking,
oh, voy a frenar,
oh, I'm gonna press on the brake.
Oh, voy a dar vuelta.
Oh, I'm gonna turn.
Usted le está diciendo a su cerebro qué hacer.
You're telling your brain, your brain is telling you what to do.
A su gran computadora.
Your great computer.
Que es ilimitada.
Which is unlimited.
No tiene una cantidad que se pueda llenar.
It doesn't have a capacity that it can be overfilled.
Es ilimitada.
It's unlimited.
Usted le va poniendo ahí.
And then you start adding to that.
Cuando usted,
when you
piensa que usted sabe manejar.
And when you think that you know how to drive already.
No es de que usted sabe manejar.
It's not that you know how to, it's not that you know how to drive.
Es de que usted.
Is that you.
Le metió la información a su cerebro.
Is that you inserted that information in your brain.
Y cuando usted dice ahora sí ya más sé manejar.
And then when you say, hey, I know how to drive already.
Usted ya no va pensando.
You're not thinking anymore.
Y le va diciendo al cerebro, voy a frenar.
And you're not telling your brain anymore, hey, I'm going to brake.
Él solito.
It comes naturally.
Por eso dicen, siempre mantenga los ojos en el camino.
And that's why they say, always maintain your eyesight on the road.
Yes. Yo lo he hecho.
And I have done it.
Voy manejando.
And I'm out there driving.
Y llega un texto.
And there's a text message arrives.
Yeah. ¿Será una emergencia?
Could be an emergency.
Ah, no era.
And then I look at it, oh, it wasn't.
Y ya usted quitó los ojos del camino.
And then you, right there, you took your eyesight out of the road.
Y cuando usted quita los ojos del camino.
And when you take your eyesight out of the road.
El cerebro se desconectó.
And your brain just disconnected.
El cerebro empieza a mirar los textos.
And then your brain just starts looking at the text messages.
Y él empieza a cambiar todo el sistema.
And he starts changing all his thoughts and his system.
Y él está enfocado en el texto.
And he's out there, you're out there focused on that text message.
Y usted pierde el control.
And then you lose control for a moment.
Pero usted, si usted se mantiene con su vista en el camino,
but if you maintain your eyesight on the road,
su cerebro,
and your brain,
lo va guiando a usted.
Your brain is going to be out there guiding you.
El que toca el instrumento,
and then just like the one that plays the instrument,
al principio va mirando las notas.
In the beginning, he's looking at the notes.
Y va mirando hasta la cuerda donde va a pisar
and
la cuerda.
He is looking at the cords where he's going to press on them.
Porque él está metiendo esa información al cerebro.
Because he's plugging in that information to his brain.
Y cuando el cerebro tiene esa información.
And when your brain, your mind has that information.
Él ya puede estar mirando para todos lados.
And he has that information. You have that information and you could be looking anywhere and playing the instruments. And you could be just playing like nothing.
Porque le metió la información al cerebro.
Because you first you needed to practice and you plugged that information
el
first.
El cerebro hace todas las cosas.
And your brain does everything.
Y Dios nos dio ese cerebro.
And God gave us that brain.
Para guiarnos espiritualmente.
To guide us spiritually.
Pero nosotros.
But we.
Le metemos todo lo terrenal.
But we insert all the worldly things.
Y dejamos que los pensamientos.
And we let our thoughts.
Lleguen a nosotros.
We let our thoughts reach our brain.
Y nos empiezan a decir, ¿tú crees que sea verdad?
And then you start having thinking thoughts and saying, you think this could be real?
Porque nos queremos guiar por la vista.
Because we want to guide ourselves by sight only.
Pero la fe.
But the faith.
Es creer.
But the faith is believing.
Sin mirar.
Without seeing.
No dice la palabra de Dios benditos.
It doesn't the word of God says blessed.
Son aquellos.
Blessed be the ones.
Que creyeron.
That believed.
Pero no miraron.
But they did not saw.
Son más mejor todavía.
They're even better.
Que los que estuvieron mirando.
They're even better than the ones that saw.
Ahí es donde nosotros como creyentes.
It is right there we as believers.
Tenemos que cambiar.
We need to change.
Nuestra dirección.
We need to change our direction.
¿Ha escuchado guiados por fe?
Have you heard guided by faith?
Ahí es donde nosotros tenemos que guiarnos todo el tiempo.
And that's right there where we need to guide ourselves every single time.
Por fe.
By faith.
Y como cuando usted va caminando por fe.
And when you're out there walking by faith.
Como decía nuestro hermano.
Just like our brother said.
Nuestro peor impedimento.
Or worst hindrance.
Es la economía.
Is the economy.
Eso es lo que nos tira al suelo.
And that's what kind of most of us get destroyed.
Es lo que nos quita el gozo.
That's why that takes our joy away.
Es lo que nos da el estrés.
That is what gives us stress.
Es el que nos mantiene trabajando.
And that's what keeps us working.
Y no ir al culto.
And not to go to service.
Por la economía.
For the economy.
Dice, pero si no trabajo.
But you say, if I don't work.
¿Cómo voy a pagar las multas o lo que sea?
But how you gonna pay the bills or the fines or whatever it is?
Por fe.
By faith.
Ah, está difícil.
And you could have said, well, it's difficult.
Recuerde, las promesas de Dios están listas.
And remember, the promises of God, they're ready.
Recuerde, el poder está en usted.
And remember, the power is within you.
Amen. Dios nos da a nosotros.
And God gives us.
Todo.
He gives us everything.
Y vamos a seguir para allá.
And then we're going to continue.
Dice, el perito arquitecto, dice.
And it says, him, the master builder.
Él, ¿quién de aquí hace construcción?
Who of here does construction?
Nadie, yo sí hago construcción.
I do construction.
¿Alguien pone el fundamento de cemento en las casas?
Somebody had laid a foundation in a house before?
Tiene que saber cómo poner el fundamento.
You need to know how to lay that foundation.
Porque si el fundamento va en esta dirección.
Because if the foundation goes in this direction.
Y le hace en el segundo piso, le añade esta parte.
And then you just add more to it.
Y le quiere añadir otro cuarto.
And then you want to add another room to it.
Va a estar feliz.
And then you're going to be happy.
Pero con el transcurso de los años.
But according to the years. That thing is going to fall off.
Se va a caer. La palabra de Dios.
And the word of God.
Si nosotros miramos, lo miramos espiritualmente.
And if we can see this spiritually.
Viene siendo nuestra guianza terrenal.
And then it becomes our guidance here in the world.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque tenemos que vivir por fe, hermanos.
Because we need to live by faith, brothers.
Y ahí es donde nosotros, cada cristiano.
And it's right there that every single Christian.
Tiene que descansar.
That needs to rest.
En esas promesas.
Needs to rest in those promises.
Porque la palabra de Dios dice.
Because the word of God says.
Busca primero.
And it says, seek first.
La economía dice.
And it says, seek first the economy. It says.
¿Verdad que no?
It doesn't say that.
¿Qué es lo que dice?
What does it say? The kingdom.
El reino, dice.
It's the kingdom.
Pero está bien.
But it's okay.
En el evangelio somos niños.
In the gospel we're like children.
Después somos adolescentes.
And then we grow up to youth.
Después somos hombres y mujeres cabales.
And then we become a male. And we become adults.
Yo llegué a ser un niño.
And then I was a little boy.
Llegué a gatear en el evangelio.
And I crawled in the gospel.
Llegué a ser un joven.
And then I became a youth.
Pero no tiene que quedarse en un joven.
But you don't need to stay in the youth state.
Si usted se queda en esa juventud.
And if you stay in that youth.
Usted no quiere responsabilidades.
You don't want any type of responsibilities.
Espiritualmente.
Spiritually.
Usted no quiere subir más arriba.
And you don't want to go up a little higher.
Solo quiere.
You only want.
Ir al culto.
You only want to go to service.
Que lo alimente.
That they can feed you.
Y no tener responsabilidades.
And not to have any type of responsibility.
Tiene un problema.
And you have a problem.
Una dificultad.
You have a difficulty.
Y usted va con el pastor.
And then you go out there with the pastor.
Y el pastor tiene un montón de problemas.
And the pastor has problems too.
Y usted llega y le da otro encima.
And then you place another problem.
Hermano, tengo problemas.
And then you tell him, hey brother, I have a problem.
Le encargo este problema, por favor.
Can you please take care of this problem?
Y usted llegó con su problema.
And then you arrived with your problem.
¿Y sabe qué hizo usted con su problema?
And you know what you did with your problem?
Pare, listen up. I don't think he fit to him. He's like that. Le pone sus problemas al pastor.
And you place your problems to the pastor.
Y llega otro hermano.
And then another brother arrives.
Y llega y le pone sus problemas
and
al pastor.
He also places the problems to your pastor.
Y le pone los problemas al pastor.
And then you put more problems to the pastor.
¿Por qué los pastores enferman?
Why do you think the pastors get sick?
¿Por qué entran en depresión?
Because they enter in depression.
¿Por qué reciben ataques al corazón?
Because they receive attacks in the heart.
¿Por qué reciben problemas en su cuerpo?
Why do they receive problems in their bodies?
Porque la congregación.
Because the congregation.
Se las puso al pastor.
Because they place it on the pastor.
Y está bien.
And it's fine.
Es su trabajo de
that
él.
That is his job.
Estamos mal enseñados.
We are bad taught.
Su trabajo de él.
And his job is.
Es enseñarnos.
His job is to teach us.
No ser una mula,
but not to be a mule,
para llevar todas las cargas de la demás gente,
and to carry all the problems of the rest of the people.
Amen. ¿Estoy correcto o me voy?
Am I correct?
Pero está bien.
But it's fine.
Cuando somos niños.
It's fine when we're young.
El niño no importa si el papá va a trabajar temprano o no.
And the young doesn't care if the dad goes to work or not.
Now for sit down. El niño no va a pagar la luz.
And the young one is not going to pay the bills.
Él tiene su luz prendida todo el día.
He has his light turned on all day.
La computadora todo el día.
And the computer running all day.
Y le dice, dame un teléfono.
And then he still asks you for a phone.
Y quiere uno último modelo.
And he wants the latest model.
Ese es un niño.
That is a young one.
Viene y le da problemas al papá.
And it comes and brings problems to the father.
Y lo traemos a lo espiritual.
And then we bring this to the spiritual.
Y viene siendo lo mismo.
And it becomes the same thing.
Le traemos problemas al papá espiritual.
We bring problems to our father spiritually.
Ahora el padre terrenal.
But here, your father here in the world.
La Biblia dice.
The Bible says.
Él trabajará.
And the Bible says that he would work.
Y traerá el alimento.
And he would bring the food.
Con el sudor de su frente.
With the sweat of his forehead.
Él tiene que trabajar.
He needs to work.
Es su trabajo.
That is his job.
Pero el pastor.
But the pastor.
Dice, él alimentará las ovejas.
And the pastor. It says that he would feed the sheep.
¿Y dónde dice que las ovejas?
And where does it say that the sheep?
Le llevarán todos los problemas al pastor.
The sheep would take all the problems to the pastor.
¿Verdad que no dice eso?
It doesn't say that, right?
Está bien.
That's fine.
No digo que no se los lleven al pastor.
I'm not saying not to take your problems to the pastor.
Está bien.
That's fine.
Él tiene unos músculos espirituales.
He has a strong muscle spiritually.
Que él los va a poder aguantar.
That he could sustain those problems.
Pero tantos problemas.
But many problems on top of that.
Tarde o temprano.
But it eventually.
Su cuerpo va a querer reventar.
His body wants to break.
¿Qué es lo que tenemos que hacer cada uno de nosotros?
What is that we need to do every single one of us?
Alimentarnos.
We need to feed.
No nada más ir al culto y alimentarnos en el culto.
Not only to feed ourselves at service.
En la casa.
Also at church.
Donde está usted en el trabajo.
Also where you at work.
Piensa en Dios.
And start thinking of
Dele
God.
Dele gracias a Dios.
And start giving thanks to
por
God.
Por todo lo que Él le ha dado.
For everything that He has given you.
Alimentese.
Feed yourself.
Va a sentirse más diferente.
You're gonna feel a lot different.
Va a llegar a una etapa.
You're gonna reach a stage.
Que le va a decir, lo siento, pastor.
And you're gonna reach a stage that you're gonna tell your pastor, I'm sorry, pastor.
Dámelo.
Give it to me.
Ese es mío.
That is my problem.
No es tu problema.
That is not your problem.
It's mine.
It's mine.
Give it to me.
Dámelo a mí.
It's my problem.
It is mi problema.
Yeah, I'm not a kid anymore.
Yo no voy a quitar más.
I am an adult.
Yo soy un adulto.
I know how to fight.
Yo sé cómo pelear.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
That Jesus coming.
Que Jesús viene.
And me.
Que Jesús viene en mí.
And now he's in me.
Y ahora está dentro de mí.
And now.
Y ahora.
I'm strong.
Y ahora estoy fuerte.
Give me my problems.
Dame mi problema.
Oh, my brother have trouble.
Oh, uno de mis hermanos tiene problemas.
Go on your knees.
Bien, ayúdale.
No, not only the pastor.
No solamente el pastor.
Not only the minister.
No solamente el ministro.
We need to come up.
Necesitamos que subir poquito arriba.
To the right height.
Tenemos que subir a una estatura más arriba.
If you wanna be in the rapture.
Si quieres venir, si quieres estar en el rapto.
No take your problems to the pastor.
No lleves tus problemas al pastor.
Grab your problems.
Agarra tus problemas.
And take it to the devil.
Agarras tus problemas y llévaselos al diablo.
The pastor no give you the problems to you.
El pastor no te dio los problemas a ti.
It was the devil.
Fue el diablo que te los dio.
So grab it.
So agarra tus problemas.
Give it to him.
Y dáselo a él.
And when he grab it.
Y cuando él lo agarre.
Kike.
Cuando le agarre, dale una patada.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because Jesus promised.
Porque Jesús prometió.
That he be in us.
Porque él debe, Jesús prometió que él estaba en nosotros.
And Jesus.
Y Jesús.
Have problems.
Si Jesús tiene problemas.
The devil came to Jesus.
En el diablo vino a Jesús.
And give the problems to him.
Y le dio el problema a él.
And Jesus grabbed the problem.
Y Jesús agarró ese problema.
And give it to the devil.
Y se lo dio para atrás al diablo.
And when the devil grabbed it.
Y cuando el diablo lo agarró.
He kicked it.
Él le dio una patada.
You do not belong here.
Usted no debe de estar aquí.
Si el diablo.
If the devil.
Viene a usted.
And if the devil comes to you.
Y lo prueba.
And he tries you.
Es porque él sabe.
It's because he knows.
Que usted está a punto.
That he knows that you're about.
De subir un escalón.
That you're about to reach another stage.
Y él no quiere.
And he don't want that.
Él quiere verlo a usted.
And he wants to see you.
Todo el tiempo en el suelo.
He wants to see you all the time on the floor.
Porque él sabe.
Because he knows.
Que mientras usted está en el suelo.
That he knows that while you're out there in the floor.
Usted no la va a hacer en el rapto.
That you're not going to make it in the rapture.
Pero usted.
But you.
Tiene que escuchar el águila.
But you need to listen to that eagle.
Y empezar a menear sus alas.
And then you need to start flopping your wings.
Y dejar que el pastor.
And let the pastor.
Lo alimente.
And let the pastor feed you.
Con lo que él quiera usted alimentarlo.
And whatever the pastor wants to feed you with.
Dejar de ser niños.
And let's stop being children.
Y ser adultos.
And let's become adults.
Espirituales.
Spiritually.
Y cuando usted es un adulto.
And then when you become an adult.
Cuando usted es un niño, un joven.
Or when you are just a little children or youth.
Usted llega cansado del trabajo.
And then you arrive home tired.
Y tiene problemas.
And then you have problems.
Con un compañero del trabajo.
You have problems with a coworker.
Agarra el teléfono.
And then you grab the phone. And you dial.
Hermano.
And you say, hey brother.
Tengo un problema en el trabajo.
I have a problem at work.
Hay un hermano o una persona que me está molestando.
There's a coworker out there that is bothering me.
Por favor, ore por ello.
Can you please pray for him?
Otra lista.
It goes to the list.
Cuando me desacuerda, el pastor tiene una lista así.
And all of a sudden, the pastor's going to have a list like this.
Y él tiene que orar por todo.
And then he needs to pray for everybody.
Usted agarró el teléfono.
And then you grab the phone.
Fue lo único que hizo.
And that's the only thing that you did.
Y le pasó el problema al pastor.
And you just passed the problem to the pastor.
En las manos de Dios está.
And then you say, hey, in the name of God, the problem is.
Y el pastor, con los problemas de usted.
And then your pastor with your problems.
Pudiendo usted ir de rodillas.
And you could have gone in your knees.
Y decirle, Señor.
And ask. God,
creador de los cielos y la tierra.
Creator of heaven and earth.
Tengo este problema.
I have this problem.
Quítalo de mí.
Can you please take that away from me?
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pero ¿qué tiene que hacer usted?
But what is that you need to do?
Ponerse la armadura.
Do you need to place your armor on?
Es como los jóvenes.
And it's just like the youth.
Y no estoy en contra de ustedes, jóvenes.
And I'm not against y'all youth.
Ahora en este tiempo todos quieren ser jefes.
And now in this time everybody wants to be a boss.
Los jóvenes.
I'm talking about the youth.
Usted le pregunta a un joven.
And then you ask a youth.
¿Qué quiere ser en el futuro?
What do you want to be in the future?
Rico.
And they say, well, I want to be rich.
¿Y cómo va a ser rico?
And how are you going to become rich?
No sé.
And they say, well, I don't know.
Pero quiero ser rico.
But I want to be rich.
Quiero tener una casa de 3 millones de dólares.
And then lived in a house of $300 million.
No como la de dos cuartos que tiene mi papá.
Not like the little house that my dad has.
Quiero traer un Ferrari del año.
I want to have a Ferrari.
No como el carro viejo que tiene mi papá.
Not like the old car my father has.
¿Y cómo vas a lograrlo?
And then how are you going to reach that?
No sé.
And they say, well, I don't know.
Si no limpias tu cuarto.
You don't even clean your own room.
No sacas la basura.
You don't even take out the trash.
A la escuela vas de apenas.
And then you go to school, you barely go.
Y estás con el promedio de 30%.
And then you're about 30%.
La única manera que vas a ser rico.
And the only way that you're going to become rich.
Si vendes drogas.
It's if you sell drugs.
¿De otra manera?
Of another way.
¿Cómo?
How?
Esa es la mentalidad del cristiano en este tiempo, hermanos.
That is the mentality of the Christian nowadays.
Yo quiero estar en el rapto.
I want to be in the rapture.
Yo soy la amada del Cordero.
I am the beloved of the Lamb.
Yo creo en el mensaje de Malaquías 4:5.
And I believe in the message of Malachi 4:5.
No, el hermano Bob. Y no se llevan bien con nadie.
And they don't even get along.
Los jóvenes de este tiempo.
And the youth in this time.
Tipifican el cristianismo de este tiempo.
And it's a type of the Christianity in this age.
Queremos llegar al rapto.
And we want to reach the rapture.
Pero no queremos hacer nada.
But we don't want to do anything for it.
No quiero cambiar mi naturaleza.
You don't want to change your nature.
Yo así nací, así me quedo.
And then I was born like this and I will stay like this.
Pero vamos a predicar.
But we're going to preach.
El arquitecto dice.
And the master builder, it says.
Tiene que hacer el fundamento bien hecho.
And they need to make the foundation good.
Tampoco tiene que hacerlo a la carrera.
He don't need to make it and rush things.
Tiene que hacerlo con tiempo.
And he needs to take his time and build it.
Tiene que planear cómo hacer el fundamento.
And he needs to plan and how to build that foundation.
Estamos hablando terrenalmente.
And then we're talking about here.
Pablo siendo el arquitecto.
And Paul being the master builder.
Cuando él tenía todo el conocimiento.
Then he had all the knowledge.
Como decía nuestro hermano.
Like our brother was saying.
Todo el conocimiento terrenal.
And all the knowledge here in the world.
Y no pudo hacer el fundamento.
And he couldn't build a foundation.
¿Por qué no pudo hacer el fundamento?
Why he couldn't build that foundation?
Porque no amaba a su hermano.
Because he didn't love his brother.
No amaba a la humanidad.
He didn't love the human beings.
Porque le metieron en la cabeza.
Because they placed something on his head.
Aquel grupito que está allá en Lula.
There is a little group out there that it's in Lula.
Están un poco torcidos.
They're a little bit.
No, vaya allá.
Oh, don't go down there.
Oh, el pastor no es un pastor cimentado.
Oh, the pastor out there, he's not a well-founded pastor.
No vaya allá.
Do not go down there.
Oh, no tenga compañerismo con ellos.
Oh, do not have fellowship with this group.
Eso es lo que creía Pablo.
And that's what Paul believed.
¿Y por qué hay tantas divisiones en el mensaje, hermanos?
And why there are so many divisions in the message?
Porque se creen lo que la demás gente les dice.
Because they believe what the rest of the people tell them.
Pero no creen el mensaje.
But they do not believe on the message.
No dice el profeta de Dios.
Doesn't it the prophet of God says?
No concuerdo con la doctrina de mi hermano.
That you don't agree with the doctrine of your brother.
Pero es mi hermano.
But he is your brother.
Se nos ha olvidado a nosotros del mensaje.
And we have forgotten here in the message.
Esos fundamentos.
Those small foundations.
Entonces, Pablo siendo el arquitecto.
So Paul being the master builder.
Dios tuvo que quitarle todo lo que traía en su cerebro.
And God had to take everything away that he had in his mind.
Hasta la vista.
Even the eyesight.
Lo dejó sin guianza terrenal.
He left him without any guidance.
Right. Y lo empezó a traer de nuevo.
And then he started building him up again.
Y entonces, sí,
and then, right there,
por la revelación del Señor Jesucristo,
and by the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ,
él pudo poner el fundamento,
he
dice,
could place the foundation.
Y cada uno de nosotros,
and every single one of us,
las promesas están listas,
and the promises are ready.
Y nosotros tenemos que estar gloriosos,
and then we should be joyful,
porque se están cumpliendo,
because the things are taking place.
Entre nuestros ojos,
it's taking place in front of our eyesight.
Las cosas que están escritas en la Biblia,
and the things that are written in the Bible.
Ahora, si usted va conmigo al libro de San Juan.
Now, if you can go in the book of John.
San Juan 1.
In the book of John 1.
35.
35.
Oh, recuerde que estamos hablando de revelación espiritual.
And then remember, we're talking about spiritual revelations.
This is San Juan 1:35.
And it says in John 1:35.
El siguiente día, otra vez estaba Juan y dos de sus discípulos.
And again, the next day after John stood, two of his disciples.
Estaba Juan con sus discípulos.
And then John was out there with his disciples.
Y en ese tiempo estaba Jesús también ahí.
And during that time, Jesus was out there too.
Y Jesús estaba con sus discípulos.
And then Jesus was out there with his disciples.
Y miran pasar a Jesús.
And they saw Jesus passing through.
Y dice Juan.
And then John says.
Y mirando a Jesús que andaba por ahí, dijo, he aquí el Cordero de Dios.
And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God.
No lo dijo públicamente, hermano.
And he didn't say it out loud publicly.
Sus dos discípulos lo escucharon.
His two disciples heard him.
Dice, y le oyeron hablar los dos discípulos.
And the two disciples heard him speak.
Porque ni él les dijo a ellos directamente.
Because he didn't even told him directly.
Él no le dijo, oye, oye, ahí va Jesús.
And then they didn't tell him, hey, look, there goes Jesus.
Es el que te he estado diciendo.
And then that's the one that I've been telling you about.
Él no les dijo así.
And he didn't told them like that.
Dice, y le oyeron hablar los dos discípulos.
And the two disciples heard speak him.
Y siguieron a Jesús,
and
dice.
They followed Jesus, it says.
Ellos tuvieron la revelación.
And they had the revelation.
Ahora póngase a ver.
And now let's start looking.
Un día antes.
And a day before.
Juan estaba bautizando.
And then John was out there baptizing.
En el río Jordán.
And the river in Jordan.
Y viene Jesús caminando.
And then Jesus comes walking.
Y él dice públicamente.
And then he says publicly.
He aquí el Cordero de Dios.
Oh, behold, the Lamb of God.
Pero nadie pudo escucharlo.
But nobody could hear it.
Espiritualmente.
Spiritually.
Nadie tuvo la revelación.
Nobody had that revelation.
Ni sus discípulos.
Not even his disciples.
Y ese día.
And that day.
Estaba él con sus discípulos.
And that day he was out there with his disciples.
Y él dice.
And he said.
He ahí el Cordero de Dios.
Oh, there's the Lamb of God.
Y ellos lo escucharon.
And they heard it.
Llegó la revelación a ellos.
And the revelation
y ellos
to
lo
them.
Siguieron.
And they followed him.
Se fueron con Jesús.
And they left with Jesus.
Dejaron a Juan.
And they left John.
Y cada uno de nosotros.
And every single one of us.
Dios pensando en cada uno de nosotros.
And God thinking of every single one
él
of you.
Él mandó un profeta para este último
he
tiempo.
He sent a prophet in this last age.
Yo sé que ya lo saben.
And I know that you know this already.
Pero vamos a repasarlo.
But are we going to go through it just a little more?
Y si no termino.
And if I don't finish.
Tengo el servicio de la tarde.
I have another service here in the afternoon.
Y si no termino.
And if I don't finish.
Voy a tener que invitarme. Otra vez.
So my brother, if I don't finish, the brother needs to invite me again.
Entonces, no voy a terminar.
So I'm not going to finish.
Entonces nosotros miramos, hermanos,
so we can see here, brothers,
que Dios pensando en cada uno de nosotros.
That God thinking of every single
vamos
one of you.
Vamos a pensar cuando Jesús andaba caminando en la tierra.
We're gonna let's go back when Jesus was walking in the land.
Y él llegó a predicarle a los judíos.
And he went out there to preach to the Jews.
Y los judíos estaban llenos de tanta cosa en la
and
cabeza.
And the Jews had a whole lot of things in their mind.
No les preocupaba ir en el rapto.
They didn't worried about going in the rapture.
Ellos pensaban que estaban listos.
And they thought they were ready
para irse en el rapto,
to go into the rapture
traéndolo a este tiempo,
and then bringing it to this time now.
Dice usted, ¿de qué rapto está hablando los judíos?
And then you can say, well, what rapture are you talking about?
Vamos a traerlo a este tiempo.
We're going to bring it to this time now.
Jesús predicándole a ellos, hermanos.
And then Jesus preaches to them.
Y ellos no le quisieron escuchar.
And they didn't want to listen.
¿Y qué dijo Jesús?
And what Jesus said.
Tengo otras ovejas, dice.
And Jesus said, I have another flock.
Que no son de este redil.
That they're not from this flock.
Eran los mentados perros.
And then is the dogs.
Los gentiles eran los perros.
The dogs were the Gentiles.
¿Sí o no? Éramos la escoria.
We were the worst.
Éramos lo peor.
We were the worst of the worst.
Los gentiles.
The Gentiles.
Aún estaba una mujer.
And a woman was out there.
Y le dice, Señor.
And it tells the Lord.
Hijo de David.
A son of David.
Ten misericordia de mí.
Have mercy on me.
¿Quién eres?
And then he said, well, who are you?
Tú no eres judía.
You're not Jew.
Yo no vine a los perrillos, le dice.
I did not came to the little dogs.
¿Se da cuenta?
Do you realize that?
Pero los perrillos, señor.
But the little dogs.
Comen aún de las migajas que caen de la mesa.
The little dogs even eat of the crumbs that fall off the table.
Y Jesús estaba predicando a su pueblo.
And then Jesus was preaching to his people.
Y después de eso.
And then later on.
El pueblo no quiso escuchar.
And the people didn't want to listen
dice,
anymore.
Dice, tengo otras ovejas, dice.
And he said, I have another flock.
Que
another
no son
sheep.
Este redil.
That they're not from this flock.
Y él se da la vuelta.
And he turns around.
Hacia los gentiles.
He turns around to the Gentiles.
Hacia usted y yo.
He turns around to see you.
Y él les dice.
And he tells them.
No se preocupen.
Don't worry.
Voy a estar con ustedes.
And then I will be with you.
En ustedes.
I'll be within you.
Hasta el fin del mundo.
Until the end of the time.
Eso es lo que nosotros.
And that is why every single one of us.
Tenemos que ponerlo en nuestro corazón.
That we need to place that in our hearts.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Dando una promesa.
Jesus giving a promise.
Que iba a estar en usted.
That he would be within you.
Hasta el fin del
until
mundo.
Until the end of the times.
Y aún.
And even though.
Él sabiendo que tenía que llegar a la tierra otra vez.
Even though that he knew that he needed to reach to the land once again.
Él tenía que mandar otro profeta.
He needed to send another prophet.
Porque Jesús no podía llegar nada más así.
Because Jesus couldn't arrive just like this.
Porque en Malaquías 4, 5, 6.
Because in Malachi 4, 5, 6.
Dice que el Elías.
It says that Elijah.
Tendría que venir otra vez.
That Elijah needed to come again.
Para introducir.
To introduce.
Al Señor Jesucristo.
To introduce our Lord Jesus Christ.
¿Estamos de acuerdo?
Are we agreeing upon this?
Y estamos de acuerdo que Elías llegó.
And that we agree that Elijah arrived.
Todos estamos de acuerdo.
And everybody agrees.
Tenemos que estar de acuerdo todos.
Everybody needs to be in one accord.
Amen. El Elías prometido.
And then Elijah, the promise.
De la Biblia.
Of the Bible.
Llegó a la tierra.
He arrived here in the land.
Yes. ¿Has escuchado la historia?
Have you heard the story?
De la mujer morenita en Memphis, Tennessee.
Have you heard the woman out there in Memphis?
¿La has escuchado una mujer que estaba en Memphis?
Have you heard that? The woman was out there in Memphis.
Pues si no la has escuchado, se la voy a decir.
If you haven't heard this story, I'm going to tell it to you.
Y si usted la ha escuchado,
and if you have heard it,
la va a escuchar otra vez.
You're going to listen again.
Pero ahora en español.
But you're going to listen in Spanish.
Dice el hermano Brennan.
And the brother Branham says.
Dice, yo recuerdo una noche que venía de Dallas.
And I remember one night that I was coming from Dallas.
Sucedió unos años, dice, atrás.
And this happened years back.
Y el avión aterrizó en Memphis, Tennessee.
So the plane arrived in Memphis, Tennessee.
¿Por qué el avión aterrizó en Memphis, Tennessee?
Why did the plane arrive in Memphis, Tennessee?
Si él no tenía que aterrizar ahí.
And if he did not need to arrive there.
Dice, yo salí del hotel en la siguiente mañana.
So I came out of the hotel the next morning.
Hice unas cartas.
And I made a few letters.
Que le iba a ponerlas al correo.
That I was going to go place them in the mailbox.
Y el Espíritu Santo le dice, detente.
And the Holy Spirit tells him, stop.
Y regresa, dice.
And turn around.
Él no le prestó atención.
And he did not pay attention to
él siguió caminando.
And he continued walking.
Pero él escuchó otra vez.
But he heard once again.
Te dije que regreses.
And I told you to go back.
Y dijo, Señor.
And he said, Lord.
Estás hablando.
You're talking.
Y cuando Dios habla,
and when God talks,
hay que obedecer.
We need to obey.
Él regresó.
And so he returned.
Pasó enfrente del hotel.
He passed in front of the hotel.
Y él siguió caminando.
And he continued walking.
Y él decía, el avión casi se va, ya se va.
And he said, well, the plane is about to leave.
Pero él seguía al Espíritu Santo.
But he was following the Holy Spirit.
Y él caminó y caminó.
And he walked and walked.
Y él iba en una calle.
And he was out there going in the street.
Y en esa calle estaba una mujer.
And there was a woman in that street.
Y esa mujer era una mujer morenita.
And this woman is a black lady.
Dice, era como una mujer como la Aunt Jemima.
So it was a lady that looked like the Aunt Jemima.
Y estaba gordita, dice.
And she was
con sus old cachetitos.
She had big cheeks.
Dice, y cuando yo la miré pasar.
And then when I saw her pass,
dice, lágrimas le escurrían por sus mejillas gordas, dice.
And then tears were coming out of his red cheeks.
Y él pasó.
And he passed.
Y le dice ella, buenos días, Parson.
And she says, good morning, good day.
Parson.
Parson.
Yo voy a decir párroco y usted dice Parson. Okay. Le dice, buenos días, párroco.
Good morning, párroco.
Parson.
Parson. Parson. Oh, sorry.
Yo digo párroco y usted dice Parson.
Okay.
Le dice, buenos días, párroco.
Buenos días, Parson.
Good morning, Parson.
Good morning. Oh.
Ya lo confundí.
Yeah, I'm all confused.
Entonces, él le dice, buenos días, Parson. Párroco.
And he says, good morning.
Parson.
Parson.
En el sur,
and the south,
al ministro,
and the minister,
le dicen parson, le decían parson.
They call him parson.
¿Sí o no?
Is that right?
La gente de antes, nuestro hermano, no digo que está avanzado de edad.
Well, you know, brother, they call him like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Le llamaban parson.
They call him parson.
Y le dice el hermano Brandon.
And the brother Branham says.
Él pasó por donde estaba ella.
So he passed where she was.
Y él le dice, perdón.
And then he said, I'm sorry.
Dice, yo no llevaba mi Biblia en la mano.
And I was not carrying my Bible on my hand.
¿Cómo supo que yo era un ministro?
How did you know that I was a minister?
Parson.
Parson.
Dice, ¿cómo supo ella que yo era un ministro?
How did she know that I was a minister, a parson?
Se regresó.
And he returned.
Y le dice, disculpe, tía.
And he said, I'm sorry.
Le dice, disculpe, tía.
So I'm sorry.
Aunt. ¿Cómo sabe? Esa es la palabra. ¿Quién la dijo? Aquí hay sureños. ¿Quién la dijo? Andy. Así le decían, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Y le dice, disculpe, ¿quién le dijo que yo era un párroco?
And he said, excuse me, who told you that I was a parson?
Ella tenía sus lágrimas corriendo por su mejilla.
And she had her tears running on her cheek.
Y le dice, oh, déjeme decirle.
And then he said, well, let me tell you something.
¿Usted ha leído la historia de la mujer tsunamita? Dice.
Have you ever read the story of the ¿cómo se dice?
The Sodomite woman.
The Sodomite woman.
Ella no podía tener hijos.
She could not have any kids.
Dice, y yo era una de ellas, dice.
And then I was one of them.
Yo siempre le dije a Dios.
And I always told God.
Señor, dame un hijo.
And God, give me a child.
Pero yo no podía,
but
dice.
I couldn't have one.
Y un día le dije, Señor.
And one day I told her, Lord.
Dame un hijo y te lo entregaré a ti,
and
dice.
Give me a son and I will give it to you.
Y ella le dio, y Dios le dio su hijo.
And God gave the children to her.
Dice, y entonces.
And then,
él se metió con la compañía equivocada.
So
amigos, the wrong friends.
He went with the wrong friends.
Dice, y se enfermó.
So he got sick.
Dice, y ahora, dice, él está en cama.
So he's out there laying in bed.
Está bien enfermo.
And he's very sick now.
Dice, el doctor me dijo.
And the doctor told me.
Que él va a morir.
That he's gonna die.
Dice, y yo no puedo mirarlo morir en esa condición.
And then
dice,
I cannot look at him die in those type of conditions.
Él está perdido.
And he is lost.
Él no es salvo.
He is not saved.
Dice, yo quiero su salvación.
And
dice,
then I want his salvation.
Ella se refería a esa condición.
And she was talking about that condition.
No enfermedad.
Not the sickness.
Ella quería la salvación para
su
hijo.
She wanted the salvation for his
Yo no lo quiero ver morir así.
And I don't want to look at him die like this.
Dice, ¿y usted cómo sabía que iba a pasar yo por aquí?
And he said, how do you know that I was going to pass through here?
Dice, oh hermano, dice.
And it says, oh brother.
Yo me levanté la madrugada a orar con Dios.
And then I woke up early in the morning to speak with God.
Y no sé, dice, creo que fue un sueño.
I don't know, but I think it was a dream.
Dice, y yo le dije, Señor.
And I told him, Lord.
Yo veo en la Biblia.
And I see here in the Bible.
Y yo me comparo con una mujer, la mujer tsunamita.
And then I compare myself to that Tsunamite woman.
Dice, Señor.
Lord.
¿Dónde está tu Elías? Dice.
Where is your Elijah?
Y cuando ella estaba orando con Dios, hermanos.
And then when she was out there praying with God.
El mismo Dios.
That God himself.
Hizo que ese avión.
And God himself made
bajar a Memphis, Tennessee.
To arrive in Memphis, Tennessee.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque una mujer.
Because the woman.
No le habló al pastor.
The woman did not speak to the pastor.
Ella tenía línea directa con Dios.
She had a straight line with God.
Y she say.
Y ella dijo.
Lord.
Oh padre.
I'm the woman.
Yo soy esa mujer.
I know what is in the Bible.
Yo sé lo que dice en la Biblia.
Where is your prophet?
¿Dónde está tu profeta?
And she see a vision.
Y ella miró una visión.
Oh, a dream.
O un sueño.
She looked Brother Branham.
And miró al hermano Branham.
Walking in the street.
Que estaba caminando en la calle.
With his hat a little twisted.
Con su cachucha poquito de lado.
Con un maletín.
With a suitcase.
Y él iba caminando.
And he was out there walking.
Con un traje gris.
With a gray suit.
Y cuando ella miró al profeta, hermano.
And when she saw the prophet, brother.
Oh, ella miró que Dios.
And she saw that God.
Respondió la oración.
That God answered her prayer.
Allí estaba.
And he was right there.
El Elías prometido.
And the promised Elijah was
que
there.
Que ella no sabía.
That she didn't even knew about.
Que él estaba en la tierra.
That he was out here in the land already.
Pero el Elías prometido.
But the promised Elijah.
Estaba ahí.
The promised Elijah was there. And then she told him.
Yo le dije al Señor.
And then I told the Lord.
¿Dónde está tu Elías?
Where is your Elijah?
Ese Elías iba en el aire.
And that Elijah was flying in the air.
Y por la oración de esa mujer.
And by the prayer of that woman.
Ese avión aterrizó.
And that plane arrived in Tennessee.
Y Elías.
And the Elijah.
Y esa mujer.
And that woman.
Estaba recargada en la cerca.
And that woman was leaning in the fence.
Desde las 4 de la mañana.
From early in the morning, at 4 in the morning.
Esperando.
And waiting.
A que el profeta viniera.
Waiting for the prophet to arrive.
Ella no dudaba de ello.
And she never doubted of that.
Porque ella sabía.
Because she knew.
Que había un Dios.
Because she knew there was a God.
Que es el mismo de ayer.
That is the same of yesterday.
De hoy.
Of today.
De mañana.
Of tomorrow.
Y él prometió.
And he promised.
Que iba a estar.
That he promised that he would be.
En cada uno de nosotros.
He would be in every single one of you.
Iba a estar en usted.
And that he would be within
solo
you.
Solo usted.
Only you.
Tiene que creerlo.
Only you need to believe it.
That's right. Ahí estaba él.
And he was out there.
Y le dijo, yo oro por los enfermos, hermana.
And he said, I pray for the sick, sister.
Le dice ella, pase.
And they said,
él entró a la casa.
And then he entered the house.
Dice, él miró a ese muchacho.
And he saw that young man.
Y le dice el profeta.
And the prophet said,
¿quiere guiarnos en oración, hermana?
Do you want to guide us in prayer, sister?
El profeta.
The prophet.
Diciéndole a una mujer.
Telling a woman.
¿Quiere guiarnos en oración, hermana?
Do you want to guide us in prayer, sister?
Ahora, en esta hora les digo.
And now, in this hour, I tell you.
Juan.
John.
Le dijo a sus, dijo en frente de sus discípulos.
He told in front of all his disciples.
Allí el Cordero de Dios.
Oh, there goes the Lamb of the Lord.
Fue lo único que dijo.
And that's the only thing that
llegó
he said.
Llegó la revelación.
And the revelation arrived.
Y ellos siguieron a Jesús.
And they followed Jesus.
Ahora yo quiero que esta revelación.
Now I want for this revelation.
Llegue a cada uno de ustedes.
To reach every single one of you.
El Elías prometido.
And the promised Elijah.
Estuvo en esta tierra.
The promise Elijah was in
y
this
esta
land.
Mujer tsunamita,
and this woman,
se encontró cara a cara con
this
él.
Woman find herself face to face with
y le
him.
Dice él,
and he told her,
hermana,
sister,
le dice mujer,
woman,
le dice novia,
and it told the bride,
le dice, guíame en oración.
Guide me, guide us in prayer.
¿Qué es esto?
What is this?
El Elías prometido.
And it's the promised Elijah.
Teniendo la revelación.
Having the revelation.
Teniendo la palabra.
Having the word.
Y se lo está pasando.
And he's giving that word
a una mujer.
And he's giving that word to a female.
A la iglesia.
And he's giving it to the bride,
este
to the
último
church
día.
Of this last age.
Porque Dios.
Because God.
Mandó un profeta.
And God sent a prophet.
Y ese mensaje.
And that message.
Que está en libros.
And that message which is in that book.
O que usted lo puede escuchar.
Or that you can listen to.
Debe
it
estar.
That needs to be.
En usted.
And needs to be within you.
Aquí adentro.
And here inside.
Porque él dijo.
Because he said.
Le hicieron una pregunta.
And they asked him a question.
La novia.
And the bride.
¿Tendría un ministerio?
Would a bride have a ministry?
Le dice sí.
And then he said yes.
Ella será la continuación.
She will be the continuation.
De este mensaje.
Of this message.
Ese es usted.
That is you.
Ese soy yo.
That is me.
El profeta de Dios.
And the prophet of God.
Le dio la palabra a esta
and
mujer.
The prophet of God gave the word to this
y
woman.
Adoración, le dijo.
And he said, guide us in prayer.
Y él dice,
and he said,
oh hermanos,
oh brothers,
como si ella ya lo conociera.
It was like she already knew him already.
Ella hablaba con él, dice.
And he would talk to him.
Como si ella ya lo conociera.
It was just like he already knew him.
No era su primera vez.
It was not her first time.
Ella tenía compañerismo.
And she would have fellowship.
Con él.
He would have fellowship
todos
with
los
him.
Días.
And every single day.
Y ese día en la noche.
And that day at night.
Le mostró.
And he showed him.
Y le dijo.
And he said.
El profeta Elías.
And the prophet Elijah.
Va a venir a tu casa.
And the prophet Elijah will come to your house.
Y te va a ceder la palabra.
And he would give you the word.
La esposa de este último tiempo.
And the bride of this last age.
La novia de este último tiempo.
And the bride of this last age.
Tiene ese mensaje.
She has that message.
En usted.
And it's within you.
En usted.
And it's within you.
Porque él prometió.
Because he promised.
No dijo Pablo.
Doesn't it Paul said?
La palabra.
The word.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Dios.
God.
Vino a ser palabra en la tierra.
And it became flesh here on the land.
Caminó en la tierra.
And he walked here in the world.
Y ese mismo Jesús.
And that same Jesus.
Él habló la palabra.
That same Jesus spoke that word.
Y dijo, tengo otro redil.
And he said, I have another flock.
Y esos somos nosotros.
And that is me and you.
Pero antes de que él se presentara.
And right before he presented.
En forma de palabra.
A form of word.
Él tenía que mandar al Elías.
He needed to send the Elijah first.
Y esa mujer.
And that woman.
El profeta le dijo.
And that woman, the prophet told
usted
her.
Usted sabía que yo era ministro.
And then the prophet told her, did you knew that I was a minister?
Yo no sabía, dice.
And then she said, I did not knew that.
Pero ella guiada por el Espíritu Santo.
But she guided by the Holy Spirit.
Cuando ella lo miró.
And then when she saw him.
Sabía que era el Elías.
She knew right away that was the Elijah.
Prometido.
The promise.
Para esta hora.
Promise for that age.
Y ahora para terminar.
And here just to finish up.
Cada uno de nosotros.
And every single one of us.
Aún los jóvenes.
Even the youth.
¿Han escuchado la profecía del profeta de Dios?
Have you heard the prophecy of the Lord?
Que dice, antes de que se termine este mundo.
And then right before this world ends.
Estados Unidos ha tenido un presidente católico.
And the United States had already had a Catholic president.
¿Sí?
Isn't that right?
Y dijo, y va a tener otro.
And it says it's going to have another one.
¿Y qué sucedió ahorita?
And what did it take place?
El presidente que tenemos.
And the president that we currently
es
have.
Es católico.
And he's a Catholic.
La promesa que el profeta dio.
And the promise that prophet
está cumpliéndose entre nuestros ojos.
And it's taking place in front of our eyes.
¿Y qué dijo él?
And what he said.
Después de que este tome control, dice.
And when he takes control.
Vendrá el gran terremoto.
The great earthquake will take place.
¿Así dice o no dice así?
Doesn't it say?
Si no dice así, corríjame.
And if it doesn't say like that, please correct me.
Yo quiero estar bien.
I want to be okay.
Y dice uno, ah, será.
You could say, oh, it could be.
Pero nos queremos ir en el rapto.
But we want to go in the rapture.
Pero miramos la profecía cumplida.
But we see the prophecy fulfilled.
Y decimos, ¿será?
And then you still doubt and say, could it be?
Ahora.
Now.
Dice, y habrá una mujer.
And then it says, there would be a woman.
Que será presidente o vicepresidente.
That would be president or vice president.
¿Qué tenemos ahora?
What do we have now?
Y él dice la profecía.
And he's in the prophecies.
Irá vestida de púrpura.
The prophecy said that would be dressed in purple.
¿Qué dijo la profecía?
What did the prophecy said?
No lo miramos en nuestros ojos.
Didn't we see that in front of our eyes?
El segundo presidente católico de los Estados Unidos.
The second president Catholic in the United States.
Dicho por el profeta de Dios.
Said it by the prophet of the Lord.
Y la mujer vicepresidenta.
And the woman vice president.
¿Vestida de qué?
Dressed of what?
Purple.
Purple.
¿Qué esperamos?
What are we waiting for?
¿Qué esperamos?
What is that we're waiting for?
Todo se está cumpliendo.
And everything is taking place.
Dice después de esto.
And it says right before this.
Vendrá el gran terremoto.
The great earthquake will take place.
Uy, qué bueno que me vine de California.
Good thing I came over here from California.
¿Se ha puesto a pensar usted en el gran terremoto?
Have you ever thought about that great earthquake?
Cuando Los Ángeles se hundan.
And when the Los Angeles sink.
¿Se ha puesto a pensar usted en eso?
Have you ever thought about that?
Amen. Salga de lo espiritual.
Let's come out of the spiritual.
Y póngase a pensar en eso.
And then start thinking about that.
Antes yo escuchaba decir.
And then I used to hear that they say.
Porque hay iglesias del mensaje en California.
That there's a lot of churches of the message out there in California.
Y le decían, hermanos.
And they would say, hey brothers.
¿Por qué están en California?
Why are you still in California?
El profeta dijo que salieran.
And the prophet said to come out.
Porque se iba a hundir.
Because it will sink.
¿En qué estamos creyendo?
What is that we're believing in?
Cuando Los Ángeles se hundan, hermanos.
When the Los Angeles sink, brothers.
Un maremoto mundial.
A mega earthquake worldly.
Mundial.
And I'm talking about worldly.
Dice el profeta de Dios.
And the prophet of God says.
Que las olas.
That the waves.
¿Sí saben cuáles son las olas?
Do you know what the waves are?
Llegarían hasta Kentucky, dice.
That the waves will reach all the way to Kentucky.
Right, right. ¿Así dice o no dice?
Doesn't the prophet say like that?
Amen. ¿Y la gente?
And the people?
¿Será?
Could it be?
¿Está profetizado?
And it's prophesied.
¿Usted cree en el profeta?
Do you believe in the prophet?
¿Cree todo lo que él dijo?
And do you believe everything that the prophet said?
¿Usted cree que él fue enviado de Dios?
And then you believe that he was sent from God?
Si usted cree eso,
and if you believe this,
es tiempo.
And it is time.
De que usted.
And it is time for you.
Se empiece a preparar.
And it's time for you to get prepared.
Ahora, si eso no le ayuda a prepararse.
And if that doesn't help you get prepared.
Le voy a dar un bonus.
And now I'm going to give you a bonus.
Un boost.
I'm going to boost.
Lo voy a poner nitro.
I'm going to put nitro.
Ah, si todos los jóvenes dijeron, ah, si, wim, wim.
And all the youth said, oh, yeah.
Cada uno de nosotros.
And every single one of us.
Somos la palabra manifestada aquí en la tierra.
And every single one were the manifested word here on earth.
¿Estamos de acuerdo?
And we agree upon that.
Yes.
Quiero que estemos de acuerdo.
And I want you to agree on this.
Para terminar el culto.
So we can finish the service.
Si no estamos de acuerdo, lo va a terminar.
If we don't agree, we're not going to finish.
Porque quiero que regresen.
You want me to return?
No quiero que regresen al culto otro.
I want you to return back to the service.
Y si estamos de acuerdo, va a regresar.
And if we agreed, you're going to come back.
Somos la palabra manifestada aquí en la tierra.
Are we the manifested word here on earth?
Somos Jesús aquí en la tierra.
Are we Jesus here on earth?
¿Verdad que sí? Cuando Jesús andaba en la tierra.
And when Jesus was out there in the land.
Cuando él llegó allá en el Medio Oriente.
And then when he reached the out there.
Él tenía problemas y dificultades.
He had problems and difficulties.
Él tenía tentaciones.
He had temptations.
Y él venció todo eso.
And he also defeated all that.
Y él, y la Biblia dice,
and the Bible says,
que él llevó en sí mismo,
that he carried,
nuestras enfermedades,
that he carried all our sickness,
nuestros problemas,
and all our problems,
nuestras dificultades,
and our difficulties.
Y si ya lo llevó en él mismo,
and if he carried that,
y nosotros creemos que él venció,
and then we believe that he defeated,
usted viene a ser un vencedor,
and you become a overcomer.
Yes. Si lo cree.
And if you believe it.
Amen. Ahora Jesús anduvo ahí.
And then now Jesus was out there.
Pero para que él pudiera venir a nosotros.
In order so he can reach to us.
Que estábamos perdidos.
That we were lost.
Él tenía que sufrir.
That he needed to suffer.
Tenían que apresarlo.
They needed to apprehend him.
Tenían que golpearlo.
They needed to beat him.
Tenían que maltratarlo.
They needed to mistreat him.
Tenían que ponerle una cruz.
They needed to place the cross on him.
¿Estamos de acuerdo?
Are we agree on that?
Para salvarnos a cada uno de nosotros.
To save every single one of us.
¿Cuántos de nosotros?
How many of us?
Aquí va el nitro.
Here goes the nitro.
¿Cuántos de nosotros?
How many of us?
Tenemos familiares.
How many of us have family members?
Que han muerto.
That have died.
Sin ir a un culto.
Without going to any type of service.
Sin recibir a Dios.
Without receiving God.
¿Cuántos de nosotros tenemos ahorita?
How many of us have right now?
Familiares,
family members,
que van rumbo al infierno,
that they're going straight to hell.
¿Cuántos?
How many?
Yo tengo.
I have some.
Somos Jesús aquí en la tierra.
Are we Jesus here in the land?
¿Verdad que sí?
And they're right.
Jesús tuvo que sufrir.
And Jesus needed to suffer.
¿Cuántos sufren aquí?
How many of you suffer here?
¿Cuántos tenemos problemas y dificultades?
How many of us have problems and difficulties?
Pero lo que nos falta.
But what we're lacking.
Es agarrar la cruz.
And what we're lacking is to grab hold of the cross.
Y empezar a caminar.
And we start walking.
Y déjeme decirle que cuando usted va caminando.
And let me tell you something. When you're out there walking.
Esa cruz se hace pesada.
And that cross becomes very heavy.
Y usted va caminando.
And then you're out there walking.
Cuando Jesús todo iba escurriendo de sangre.
When Jesus was out there walking and sweating all blood.
Con sus costillas mostrándose al descubierto.
With his ribs showing.
Usted podía mirar cuando él tomaba aire.
And you could see when he would take air.
Usted podía mirar sus pulmones.
And you could see his lungs.
Usted podía mirar que le escurría sangre de la vejiga.
And you also could see that his blood was coming out of his face.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque dice que le arrancaron la barba.
Because it says that ripped his beard.
No, se la jalaron.
They did not pull it.
Se la arrancaron.
They yanked it off.
Él todo sangrado.
And he was out there all bleeding.
Pero él sabía.
But he knew.
Que tenía que cargar esa cruz.
He knew that he needed to carry that cross.
Por usted y yo.
For you and me.
Y cuando él iba caminando.
And when he was out there walking.
Estaba pesada esa cruz.
And that cross was very heavy.
Piense en él.
You start thinking
cuando
of
usted
him.
Va a llevar esa cruz.
And when you are carrying that cross.
Y se le hace pesada.
And you think that cross is very heavy.
Él caía de rodillas.
And he would fall on his knees.
Él ya no podía seguir.
He could not continue anymore.
Pero él miró hacia acá.
But he saw this way.
Y nos miró a cada uno
and
de
he
nosotros.
Saw every single one of you.
Tomó fuerzas.
And he grab more strength.
Siguió caminando.
And he continued walking.
Y cuando usted,
and when you,
mire, lleve esa cruz.
And when you are carrying that cross.
Y usted caiga de rodillas.
And when you fall down in your knees.
Piense en sus familiares.
And you start thinking about your family members.
Los que han partido.
But the ones that have already departed.
Los que están aquí.
And the ones that are already here.
¿Quién los va a salvar?
Who are they going to be saved by?
¿Quién les va a dar un mejor lugar?
Who's going to give them a better place?
Jesús mismo.
Jesus himself.
Llevaba esa cruz.
Jesus himself carried that cross.
Cayó.
And he fell.
Y él miró a cada uno de nosotros.
And he saw every single one of you.
Él agarró fuerzas.
And he grabbed that extra strength.
Y seguía caminando.
And he continued walking.
Llegó al Calvario.
And he reached Calvary.
Fue crucificado.
And he was crucified.
Pero era su victoria.
But that was his victory.
Porque él.
Because he.
Tenía familiares.
Because he also had family members.
Que habían sido bañados por la sangre de animales.
There were, he also had family members that were showered with the blood of animals.
Pero él tenía que traerlos.
But he needed to bring them.
Él mismo.
Him himself.
Fue allá abajo.
He himself went down there.
Le tocó la puerta al diablo.
And he went and knocked the door to the devil.
Cuando el diablo abrió la puerta.
And when the devil opened that door.
Le dice, al fin llegaste.
And he said, finally you arrived.
Al fin te tengo.
Oh, finally I got you.
Y le dice Jesús.
And then Jesus says.
Sí.
Yes.
Vengo por los míos.
Yes, I come for mine.
Vengo por mis familiares.
I come for my family. Family members.
Y vengo por las llaves.
And I also come for the keys.
Del infierno y la muerte.
From hell, the keys from hell and death.
Mi gozo.
And my joy.
Dámelo, todo es mío.
Give me my joy, it all belongs to me.
Y cuando usted lleve esa cruz.
And when you're out there carrying that cross.
¿Pueden venir los músicos?
Can the musicians come up, please?
Pónganse de pie.
May you stand up.
Cuando usted lleve esa cruz.
And when you're out there carrying that cross.
Y usted caiga.
And then you fall down.
Usted piensa en sus familiares.
And you start thinking about your family members.
Porque dice el profeta de Dios.
Because the prophet of God says.
Todo lo que has amado.
And everything that you loved.
Aquí en la tierra.
Here on earth.
Él te lo dará allá en el cielo.
And he will give it to you out there in heaven.
Es una promesa.
And that is a promise.
Pero para que él se lo dé a usted.
In order for you, for him to give it to you.
Usted.
You.
Tiene que vencer.
You need to defeat.
Usted.
You.
Tiene que ser.
You need to be.
Jesús aquí en la tierra.
You need to be Jesus here on land.
Y poseer.
And you need to possess.
Todo.
You need to possess everything.
Lo que usted necesita.
Everything that you need.
Cuando usted caiga.
And when you fall down.
Usted recuerde.
And you remember this.
Sus familiares.
You remember your family members.
Yeah. Que si usted no sigue adelante.
And if you don't continue.
Sus familiares se pierden.
Your family members will be lost.
Ahora todo.
Now everything.
Está en usted.
Everything is within you.
¿Cuántos lo creen?
How many of you believe this?
¿Cuántos van a ponerse la armadura?
How many of you going to place that armor?
Del evangelio.
Of the gospel.
Del verdadero evangelio.
Of the true gospel.
Y no decir soy un creyente.
And not only say that you're a believer.
O soy un seguidor.
That you're just a follower.
Soy la obra.
You are the master.
Manifestada.
You are the masterpiece manifested.
Aquí en la tierra.
Here on earth.
Usted.
But you.
Es la continuación.
You are the continuation.
Del mensaje.
Of the message.
Del profeta
of the prophet of the age.
Can you play Open My Eyes? ¿Cuántos lo creen, hermanos?
How many of you believe this?
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Eso es lo que tenemos que hacer.
That is that we need to do.
Abrir los ojos en nuestro corazón.
Open our eyes here in your heart.
No sus ojos terrenales.
Not here your eyes here in the world.
Sus ojos en el corazón.
Your eyes here in your heart.
Porque la palabra dice.
Because the word of God says.
Si usted ama al mundo.
And if you love the world.
O las cosas del mundo.
Or the things of this world.
El amor de Dios.
But the love of God.
No está en usted.
The love of God is not within you.
Y dice que aquellos.
And it says those.
Que hablan, aman al mundo.
And those that love the world.
No van a llegar a la tierra prometida.
They're not going to reach to that promised land.
Oh, shining in the light of your glory.
wants to see him.
Póngase la armadura.
And then place that armor.
Y carga esa cruz.
And you carry that cross.
Y usted lo va a mirar a él.
And then you will see him.
Y no solo lo va a mirar.
Not only you're going to see him.
Va a quedarse con él por la eternidad.
You're going to stay with him eternally.
Vamos a orar.
We're going to pray, brothers.
Padre Celestial.
Heavenly Father.
Gracias por estos momentos,
and we
Señor.
Give you thanks for these moments.
Por estas palabras, Señor.
And for these words.
Aquí estamos cada uno de nosotros,
and we are
Señor.
Every single one of us.
Señor, hay muchas veces, Señor.
Lord, there's many times
que nos sentimos derrotados
that we feel
mismos.
Defeated, Lord.
Pero no tenemos que ser así, Señor.
But it doesn't need to be like this,
porque
Lord.
Porque usted está en cada uno de nosotros.
Because you are within every single one of
usted
us.
Usted dio su promesa.
And then you gave us your promise.
Solo es de que nosotros la recibamos,
it's
Señor.
It's only that we take hold of it.
Y si usted está en cada uno de nosotros.
And if you are in every single one of you.
Nosotros hemos obtenido la victoria.
And we also obtained the victory.
Y en este momento.
And in this moment.
Le decimos a Satanás.
And we tell Satan.
Que nos den nuestra sanidad.
To give us our healing.
Que nos den nuestro gozo.
To give us our joy.
Que nos den nuestra libertad.
To give us our liberty.
Que nos den nuestra victoria.
To give us our victory.
En el nombre.
In the name.
Que es sobre todo nombre.
In the name which is upon
en
all names.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amén y amén.
Amen, amen.
Que la paz del Señor sea con cada uno de ustedes.
May the peace of the Lord be with every single one of you.
You enjoyed it?
Amen.
And thank, you know, we all enjoy hearing the word of the Lord, but especially sometimes. So let's just bow our heads, be dismissed, go and come back this evening.
Amen.
And hear. All right. Oh, Lord, Sister Monica. Oh, yeah. Brother. 12:45. Father, we thank you for this day. And we ask you to just come and be with the church and be with the group. We thank you for what we've heard. And we, Lord, we plead the blood and cry out unto you to carry us through as to what we have need of. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Remember Brother Boyd and sisters Esther.
All is well.